Now, look, if you've been walking through the streets of Sydney CBD lately, you may have noticed these new electronic advertising billboards taking up space on our footpaths. Perhaps you've even walked into them by mistake. They've been approved by City of Sydney. But what does such continued advertising in public space mean for you? To discuss these issues and more, I'm very lucky to have joining me on the line Kurt Iverson, Professor of Urban Geography at the University of Sydney. Kurt, thanks for talking to us today. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So, Kurt, could you tell us about when you first became aware of these particular footpath advertising billboards and what was your initial reaction to them?
Well, look, yeah, I've been following outdoor advertising in cities for a long time now, and what's happened in the City of Sydney local government area is that, like, in the late 1990s, actually, they first started doing partnerships with outdoor advertising companies for their street furniture. So that's for the things like bus stops and benches and public toilets and newsstands and fruit shops, all those kinds of things. And they signed a very long, you know, nearly 20-year contract with a company called JC Deco to install all those things. A couple of years ago, that contract came to an end and they put a tender out for a new contract. And a different company was sort of granted the street furniture contract, a company called QMS. And so over the last year or so, they've been busy ripping out all of the old JC Deco and Telstra sort of public phones from the streets of the City of Sydney and installing their own bus stops, but also these billboards, communication pylons, as they're called in the industry, seem to serve no other purpose. They don't have a public telephone on them. They're not providing bus stops or anything like that. They're just there purely as advertising and on narrow footpaths in some part of the city, taking up a lot of room where people ought to be able to walk down the street unimpeded.
Yeah. And what do you think that says to the average person when, you know, these companies are allowed to use and commercialize outdoor space in a manner and scale that I think it's fair to say the general public wouldn't be able to?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the way that councils will look at this is to sort of say, well, look, you put up with a little bit of advertising in your public space, but that means that you're not having to pay for the infrastructure, the bus stops and all those sorts of things. So, you know, the councils who enter into these arrangements say that it's a little bit of inconvenience for a broader sort of good. But I think there's all kinds of problems with that logic, really, when we think about providing public infrastructure through these kind of commercial arrangements. One is that I think as we're seeing in the City of Sydney right now, you know, these companies, the way that they make a profit from these arrangements, of course, is by selling the advertising space. And so that's their priority, right, is to get all of these things in our grill, because the way that they make money is by demonstrating that they've got our attention.
Yeah.
They literally are, you know, sort of counting our eyeballs and then, you know, selling that attention to advertisers. And so obviously, you know, the tension there is that they are going to want to put stuff in the most highly trafficked areas. So it's inevitable that it's going to kind of get in our way if we let that logic enter into things. But I think beyond the kind of inconvenience to pedestrians of these things getting in the way, I think there's a few other issues that we've got to think about, really. One is just, as you say, I think just the kind of intrusion of all this sort of commercial messaging into public space. And it gets even more intrusive visually when it's digital, like these new things are. So there's a constant sort of rotation of advertising in our public spaces. But like broader than that, I think we've got to a situation in the city, right, where really important public infrastructure, bus stops especially, is now being basically sort of contracted out to advertising companies.
Yeah.
What that's effectively meaning, right, is that we're only going to really end up with fantastic bus stops where advertising companies can make money. And of course, they can make money in central business districts like in the City of Sydney. But in some of the suburban areas of our city where, you know, as things are hotting up and as, you know, rain and heat events get more intense and we really need fantastic bus shelters to make public transport accessible, if advertisers can't make money out there, then they're not going to want to enter into these arrangements. And those councils are going to be sort of stuck unable to, you know, use the advertising model and having to write it for themselves.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking there about the advertising obviously being on billboards, train stations, and now even footpaths. What would you see as the natural progression of commercializing public areas if it continues to escalate? Like, how far does this go?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can kind of see it, right? If you look at other parts of the world, I mean, there are literally places where the potholes in roads have been, you know, fixed by advertising companies who then stick a logo over the top of the pothole that they've fixed. You know, everywhere you go, where you're hopping in a lift, where you're using public toilets, you can see advertising on the back of the doors in the public toilets. You can see it on little screens in lifts.
Gosh.
So, you know, effectively, right, what's happening is because all of our media habits are like getting so diverse and so complicated, the outdoor public realm is being looked at by advertisers as the one place where they know they can get our attention and the one place where they know we can't really switch the ads off, right? We can't put an ad blocker.
On reality.
Public realm in the way that we can on our, you know, internet browser or whatever, right? So I think unless we really start, and, you know, I guess we saw the sort of the big controversy over the attempt to, you know, even screen advertising on the sales of the Opera House a couple of years ago. And, you know, hundreds of people turned out to try and sort of, you know, stop that at the time. So, the logic is just going to keep creeping into all these things unless we, you know, really, I think, start paying more attention to what's actually going on here, not just the adverts, and start pushing back on the commercialization of public space.
Definitely. And, you know, how can we as the public best respond, do you think, if we're concerned about being subjected to advertising in these outdoor areas? What type of power do we have?
Yeah, so look, there's different things that I can see going on around the world from my research. Like, one is obviously, you know, we've got a great tradition in Sydney through Bugger Up, who were very active in the 1980s, of people actually, you know, sort of hacking and defacing advertising, particularly in that case, that was advertising for tobacco. And, you know, there's been just an episode, a really well-coordinated event in Europe in the last few days, actually, of about 400 billboards being, you know, kind of hacked and modified by climate activists targeting car advertising and sort of, you know, twisting the message of it. So I guess that's one way we can see citizens taking some power back is actually, you know, intervening in the spaces directly. And again, you know, some folks in Sydney participated in No Ad Day, which is a sort of global event that happens of people just removing ads from public spaces or covering them up a couple of years ago. But the other thing I think is just actually, you know, again, even in the city of Sydney right now, I think there was enough of a pushback that the council's announced a bit of a review of the location of all of those, you know, billboards and communication pylons. So I'd really encourage people to, you know, just even drop a line to the council and voice their objections and let them know what they think of this stuff if they've got concerns about it. Because I think, you know, while those things are being reviewed, it was sort of, we all made enough of a fuss about it at the time that review got announced. And then I think the usual hope is that we'll all go back to sleep and the review will find that there's nothing to see here and just move along. So I think, we've got to sort of get involved in that process as well if we can.
Definitely. Sorry, you go.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and I think the other thing about these things is just even pushing for there to be, you know, more space in the city for, you know, free communications and public communications, right? Not just commercial ones too. That's a big part of it.
Definitely, Kurt. I think that's the perfect note to end the interview on. I've got to say a big thanks for joining Wednesday Brekkie. Thanks, mate.
Oh, awesome. Thanks heaps for that. Bye.
All right. See you later. That was Kurt Iverson, Professor of Urban Geography at the University of Sydney. Really interesting to hear everything he said there about outdoor advertising in Sydney and the continued commercialization of public space. Really knowledgeable on that topic. It's great hearing him talk on it.